as directed.
Make your day better. You have endured. You found yourself to the beginning of a new week again, as have all of us here. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, yours truly. We've had the power to hold on, to stick with it. In spite of Roberta complaining about how bad the weather is in New York, for example, and Jennifer, tough to get up early in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning.
It's cold.
But this is the quality of a winner, Roberta. You are a winner.
I am?
As opposed to being a wiener.
I'm a whiner.
You're a whiner, a wiener. Which
I'm
are you? A whiner?
Cold.
This is how you could define your day.
What if she's are a you whining wiener?
A whining...
I've gone out with a
wiener,
few of those.
A wiener. Are you a wiener, a whiner, or a winner? That's the question.
I want to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Your greatest glory is in not failing. Rise to the occasion.
Like a determined. Phoenix from the ashes.
Exactly,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, Jennifer.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Break down the resistance that, and there are people who are against you and they want you to fail. They're all around you. You know it. I know it. For whatever the reason, it's too bad, but let them have their own barriers and you break away from them. The mindset, people's minds get warped by whatever. I mean, this guy, the shooter, he had a warped reality. And as we were pointing out earlier, there are these really strange realities, and that's a word that's not overused today. There are those who, without knowing, and again, this is sort of how all the information boils up or down, goes to the surface. This fellow in college, and what he was all about. Apparently, his beliefs and thoughts were extraordinarily left of center, although a lot of people think because of what he did, attacking a lady who was a moderate, she was a Democrat, but she wasn't a lefty by any stretch of the imagination, even though she did vote with the Democrats for health care and some of the other things that went along party lines. She was anything but a liberal, a hardcore liberal. And so, you know, you think about all of these things, and put the pieces together. At this point, it's really hard to know what you really know. You think, based on what information you have to this point, that it is X. But as we saw in any number of occasions, if you go back through the video, the archivals, unless they pull them, ABC especially was extraordinarily bad, NPR was extraordinarily bad in presenting the wrong information. They had this woman dead. And, you know, they have a caveat. Well, the reports are. Shut up about it if you don't know. You don't lead with that stuff and give people the wrong idea. At least that's the way if I were running a news organization. And I did. I have some credibility and credentials here. I ran a newsroom in the mid 80s, a news radio station in Boston, and was at. And crosshairs, frankly, a lot, because it was obvious to me. I had the largest staff of any radio station in Boston, and they were all members of the union, various unions, the Writers Guild and the AFTRINs and this, that, or the other thing. And even though I have over my life belonged to six or seven different unions, I have not been necessarily wrapped up there. The existence of the union wasn't my only reason for being, let's put it that way. Whereas a lot of people who belong to some of these unions, they are like nuts about the union says this and the union says that. Well, in this circumstance, the leadership of the union was really left of center, and many of the people who were members of the union were left of center, and it flavored what came out on the air. And much to the dismay of the people who were reporters, who became very angry and disliked me vehemently, not because I was right. The guy who owned the station was a right-winger. I was not. I wanted them to be objective. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I'm not a journalist, never have been, didn't go to journalism school, but I can tell hello, whether a story has all sides represented, or at least you present in a what we used to call packages, the stuff that came from the news, whether it's television or radio, your idea is to put together, Roberta's very familiar with this terminology, packages. You put together a package,
right,
which includes a lot of information. I'm going to ask for forbearance here for a moment because I forget I left the toaster on and I think it's burning. So we'll go to a commercial and I'll be right back.
We have priorities, people.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
And how did we happen to establish the Ohio Players would be appropriate here?
Nah, I just figured it.
What's that got to do with my head? Burn toast.
How's the kitchen?
Kitchen's fine. Toasted a little left. Gonzo?
Not really.
Yeah. All right.
So did you put another stack of toast in?
No, actually, Rich, I decided the more intelligent thing to do would be to wait until I had some time to be in there to actually monitor what
you're hungry
goes
now.
On.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I can manage.
Okay.
I'll be all right, Rich. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. We have spent much of today talking about what we ought to have been talking about. The sidebar issues, the main issues, what will shake out over the next couple of days. I'm guessing just because of how I know these things work, we'll have a full day of it today. Tomorrow we'll spend some time on it because there'll be some new things that will develop. I was talking with you about running a newsroom and what journalism is all about and how we don't really have it anymore. We don't have both sides of issues presented in the news, so we don't really get, never mind both sides, we don't have complete stories. Now, it's impossible to get all the stories straight from the beginning because there will be things that will unfold. This person knows this guy, has a word, this person runs a gun store, whatever the other angles are that come into it. It is clearly painfully obvious one thing has happened. A man went berserk. He did plan this because the authorities have found letters that would indicate that this was on his mind. There are those facts. He did it. He's guilty. He will pay the price, hopefully, and it ought to be quickly, not strung out by some legal mumbo-jumbo BS. And we say, well, this is America. We need to be protected. Yeah, but when it is this obvious and it's so egregious, why do we let the system take its time? This is something that I think is, from my perspective, just wrong. Whether people, well, that's the system. Okay, well, maybe the system needs to deal with these sorts of things differently than it does when there's a question about guilt.
He basically signed a confession that they found in his safe.
The guy did it. That made me think of all of these other things. The guy did it. Nobody held the gun. He held the gun. He put the ammunition in the gun. He bought the gun. He shot the gun. He killed these people. He injured the other people. He did it.
He's unstable.
Oh, so what?
So
he still did it.
Have life in prison.
Well, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we will then go around and around about all these other secondary issues. Those are the prime issues. Five people, whatever, we haven't figured out whether it's five or six who are dead. There seem to be conflicting stories with that. So that's why I'm not saying six people are dead. I know there are five dead. And then for what? For nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only good that will come out of this is a debate that will last for a while. And unless I miss my mark, it'll fizzle just like every other one of these discussions fizzles until the next time it happens. And then we spend a week talking about it. And my God, isn't it awful? Look at those poor people who died. And then fizzles, goes away again. I've been doing this for a long time, and I will tell you that almost on an annual basis, especially in the last 10 or 12 years, these same kind of things happen.
You know, though.
And nobody does anything to fix it. It's the same old stupid discussion with a couple of different colors in, you know, this 9-year-old girl and the congresswoman doing what she's supposed to be doing. All of that stuff. We still have gun violence. It's nonsensical.
What's
the
difference,
guy
though?
Shouldn't have had a gun.
What's the difference, though, between this event and, you know, the one in Omaha that happened over the weekend that isn't making national news and isn't on every
single morning show? What was the motivation of the person in Omaha? Somebody called this morning and said, thanks for this, taking Omaha out of the front pages.
Right.
Off of the front pages.
And I have to tell you, I'm barely even aware
I wasn't all wrapped up in the Omaha story.
But, you know, this is the first thing I have over the weekend. I was like, oh, God, another shooting. Oh, this is terrible. But I didn't really want to get in. And then all of a sudden it was apparent that you weren't going to be able to escape this one.
Nope.
It was going to be everywhere, and it was going to be the big story.
Yep.
And it just got me to thinking, okay, what makes this? Is it the amount of people that were hurt or killed? Is it the motivation? Is there something in the story? You know, why is it one where four people get killed at a school not as big as this? Yeah, I don't know. What makes some of them massive, huge stories?
That is an issue, perhaps not the main issue, but it is an issue. The shooting, the media is going to play on the 9-year-old girl. We all know that. The lady who stopped him from reloading his gun, she's going to be important. She'll get a book, and she'll be, you know, on this show and that show, and that's fine. Who's focusing on the discourse in Washington? Is that going to come out this week as these people get back together? How many issues? Isn't there a vote on Wednesday on killing the Obama health care package? What do you think is going to lead up to that conversationally? What do you think the focus is going to be of that dialogue, that discussion, that debate? Well, you'll hear a lot of talk radio programs as soon as we get off of the time of day that we're on, and the others start hooting and hollering about free speech, and, you know, there'll be angles that'll be taken. To me, the number one issue, though, is this guy getting his gun. No way in the world this man should have had a gun. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Presley would have been 75 over the weekend. Elvis Presley, Elvis Aaron Presley. I was looking at some pictures of how he celebrated his birthdays through his lifetime. January 8, 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi. And his 75th birthday celebration, one of the largest. There were thousands of fans traveling to Memphis over the weekend from all around the world to join Lisa Marie and Priscilla in celebrating the 75th birthday. I was thinking of It's Now or Never, Richie. That'd be a good tune if we can find that.
Sure. Well, let's do this first. Right. One of your favorites.
Jordan Ayers, My God, Were They Great.
Keep moving.
646.
I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead.
What does that number represent? Jennifer, what do you think the number 646 represents in terms of Elvis Presley?
646.
646.
The number of pills he took the day he died.
No, Richie.
Ooh, fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
No.
I don't know.
Number
of
songs he recorded.
No.
Nope.
Number of times he's gone gold.
No. Nope.
Number of millions he's
no.
sold.
No. Nope. The number of Elvis... Number of Elvis impersonators who are singing Love Me Tender over the weekend.
That's cool.
Mostly in Las Vegas.
I'd guess even more than that.
Right.
We had Fat Elvis sing us out on the way down the aisle and when we got married in Vegas.
I don't know.
I'd love to get married.
I went to a great show.
Woman down the aisle, young man. Thank you very much.
I once went to a great show in Key West with an African-American Elvis who was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
If you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know the difference.
Black Elvis.
Elvis is what we call him.
And I was drinking a lot of tequila that night, and I remember I woke up the next morning, and I turned to my husband, and I said, I had the weirdest dream about a black Elvis, and he goes, you weren't dreaming.
Oh, my God, this is so great. I like you saw the pictures of Elvis and Priscilla. and the baby, Lisa Marie, when she was born. Elvis celebrated his birthday in 1958 with Annette Funicello. Celebration that. Actually, Clay, you'll be appreciative of this. I used Bing to do a little research on. I'm just wondering how many people that are in your generation would go to Bing to find out about.
Not many, probably. We like Google in my generation.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like it?
That's, I think Bing gives you a lot of information, frankly. Yeah. Graceland, Richie. Hot spot this weekend. Priscilla was there. Lisa Marie was there. Some of the Jordanaires still alive. Some of the musicians that played with him were there over the weekend.
Dumb question, but
crowds.
Why was Priscilla there?
Why?
Yeah, they
she
were married.
She manages these. She still manages.
No, I didn't make it. They were very close.
All right.
They had a great relationship, like Tony and I do. They were very close through their entire lives together. After divorce, they went their own ways as far as love relationships, but they were very, very close. I think, frankly, Priscilla's a stand-up. I like her.
Yeah.
Although,
I like
always
her, too.
Liked her.
I just didn't know.
Always liked her. And Lisa Marie is an interesting character. I think she's
she's cool.
Coming
she's
around.
Cool as can be.
Yeah. The father, Vernon. A lot of cartoons showed up this year for some reason at the celebration. So, anyway, Elvis and all of his Cadillacs and all the pictures that you have of him in your mind appropriate is... the king would have been 75, his birthday over the weekend.
Oh,
28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
In most industrialized nations, abortion is free.
And yet they have lower rates of abortion.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When it comes to abortion rates in the industrialized world, the U.S. is number one. How much does religion influence this decision? Not much, according to journalist T.R. Reid.
The cardinal in Britain, Basil Hume, a wonderful Catholic leader, explained this to me. He said, if that 19-year-old mother knows that she and her baby are going to have decent health care that she can afford, she's more likely to carry the baby to term.
Reid sums up his premise this way.
If you have universal coverage, if you cover everybody, you have fewer abortions.
We'll link you to the UN's data on abortion and religion. Reid's new book is The Healing of America, A Global Quest for Better, Cheaper, and Fairer Health Care. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the...
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
And to find a store near you.
Influence on the day today.
Yeah, fiddle it.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our focus on the sadness in Arizona. And Ted Williams, thank heavens his time is up.
That was a good story.
That was a good story, but it was time for it to be over. It was enough. Enough of it.
Yeah,
over.
But
enough.
Given what we have today, I'd go back to that.
Well, yeah. That. Speaking of that, our video of the day today at gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, brings you to the same website. The crowd, this is the vigil. Richie, you want to play the audio from this? The crowd singing this, The Light of Mine, at the vigil.
I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine.
Thank you.
It's a good thing that celebrating the life of a lot of those people, I'm not sure they're making it to the top 10 with that, but it's the thought that counts. And there are lots of lights that have gone out, in not only in this circumstance, but in these circumstances. And I don't know, now we've covered the four or five main points here, and they will be covered ad nauseum by some of your favorite radio hosts. And so I don't know that there's much sense in me belaboring the point. I really, the Christina Taylor Greene, even though it pulls on your heartstrings, there's legitimacy to that side of the story. There really is, to her and a consequence of someone being interested in this sort of thing at 9 years old. The fact she was born on September 11th. What kind of weird, eerie deal is there to
that? You'd like to have somebody look at her star map.
I really would, Richie. Yeah, I actually would.
Yeah, I don't buy all that stuff, but I'm sure that would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the weird stuff about what goes on in our system. I understood this. This came to me over the weekend, and I thought this can't be true, but it turns out to be true. You'll check this on Snopes or Wikipedia or wherever you go.
You bet I will.
Richie, the story of heroin addict Brandon Palladino, who is 24 years of age, proves or has proven that crime does pay. This is a convicted killer who will be living in the lap of luxury when he gets out of jail. He's serving time now for killing his mother-in-law. And this, even the reality of what's happening, makes it even more strange. The family doesn't understand how this is justice, how this man can profit from a crime, says the sister of the woman that he killed. Diane Edwards was the lady killed. He comes out of jail, this guy Palladino, when he'll be 40 years old. He gets out of jail. And he, by the way, admits to killing this woman. She caught him trying to steal jewelry from her home. By the way, the robbery took place, Roberta, on Long Island, where this fellow is from Long Island. His the woman that he killed, Diane Edwards, before she was killed, left in her will all of her money and earthly goods to this guy's wife. And she was never charged with the crime. The husband, Brandon, was. She has died since. So all of the money from this mother-in-law will go to this guy when he gets out of jail.
Wow.
You follow this? You want me to go back through it again? You get it?
So he knew that his wife
was sick. His wife was sick at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He kills the mother-in-law. The wife dies. He's in jail for 12, 14 years, whatever it is, for killing the mother-in-law. And then he gets out and gets all the dough. Hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Nice guy.
That goes to show you should put all your money in a trust.
Yeah. And by the way,
and have an estate plan.
Right. The wife, the mother had, beside all the $500,000 worth of jewelry and stuff, she had cash. And the mother, again, the mother's dead. She leaves it to the daughter. The daughter spends $190,000 on the legal fees to keep the husband out of jail for killing her mother. She dies. He gets the money. Wife's gone. Mother-in-law's gone. This is a movie.
Did the wife know that the husband killed the mother?
I'm getting lost here.
After he was convicted, I guess she knew it, but she spent the money beforehand. Things came out in the trial. There is a claim by other members of the family that this Deanna Palladino, the wife of Brandon, took part in the robbery that led to the murder, and she was trying to cover it up. She gave him the key to the house, supposedly, and they were together before he went over to the house to get the jewelry. So apparently the woman, the daughter who died, was somewhat sick, but she committed suicide before she had a drug overdose. Is this because she couldn't face what she'd done to her mother and what the ramifications were? Who knows what the answer to that is? But how about that for a story? He took the mother-in-law's life. The daughter takes her life. And he gets everything. He gets more money than he would have made in the 10 or 12 years that he's going to be in jail.
And the daughter pawns some of the mother's jewelry that they stole.
Yeah. How about them apples?
Wow.
Hmm?
That's a story.
Isn't it, though, huh? Yep. But the world, what is it?
Karma, man.
There are 1,000 stories in the Naked City.
And you know what they say about karma.
Karma, right. What's going to happen to this guy? There are movies also and stories, books, novels about people that do this sort of thing and what happens to their life. Miserable. It's tainted. It's no good.
You know, we were talking the other day about the guy who killed my wife's father.
Yep.
And
the story behind that story is Richie's wife is Colombian. Her father owned a number of radio stations in Colombia. He, along with Janet's brother, the son of the father who owned the radio stations,
12 years apart, but
were
yeah,
killed by the same, but in the same no, way by the same people.
Well, more different people, but
well,
the same way.
Way yeah.
But there was a story that four people had hired the guy, the shooter of my wife's father, had been caught, arrested, and spent 8 years in prison and got out. But they always wondered who was behind him. And there was a story and a theory about these four or five people. All of those four or five people, four of five of them or three or four of four of them have died horrific deaths, not related to anything to do with this, like horrible cancer, one got killed or something like that.
Yep.
And it just goes to show you, man, karma.
Yeah, always comes back.
Karma, baby.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
That was what the song Karma Chameleon was all about, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I never really analyzed the lyrics.
That was a joke. Karma Chameleon is not about that.
We can make it about that.
We can. Yeah. All right. Stand by. We'll find it. You can listen to it. You make up your own mind. 17 before you fall into that one. My God, that was perfect. 17. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towels.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
You know, there are a lot of things we have. We love conspiracies in our country. And this one, there are people who have suggested that there are a couple of conspiracies at work here, whether or not the government is behind the shooting of this congresswoman to get the debate on free speech brought forth and to clamp down on those who don't like those who have strong opinions one way or the other. And then there are those who think that this was all part of. And I mean, you'll find a dozen different conspiracies. Last week, the list of suspects made by the secretary to President Kennedy, Evelyn Lincoln, went up for auction. She made a list of suspects that she believed were behind the assassination of President John F. Kennedy on the way back on the plane on Air Force One back to Washington with the president's body. On the list, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, the leaders of the KKK, the CIA, the communists, the mafia, were among those names and ideas that she scribbled down on a single piece of paper. Nobody had seen the list, at least publicly, until a month or so ago, and as it went up for auction, it brought in $24,500. Which sort of surprises me. I would have thought it would have gotten more than that. We all know about the long list of conspiracy theories. I remember, and I've said this how many times, Richie, Jack Anderson had it right, as far as I could see. And the book that was written as a basic core for Oliver Stone's movie JFK was mostly Jack Anderson's theory. The book presented Jack Anderson's theory in the form of a movie. And I've always thought that there was plenty of reason to believe that that's what went on. But that isn't really the point. The point is that this thing was on a piece of paper that somebody kept, and they got it to, I guess, Sotheby's. I'm not sure who. She, on the note, jotting down the list of the people, it was interesting to note that the first person she put on the list was Lyndon Johnson. And many people went through their lives thinking that Johnson was the suspect. Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa was on the list written by Evelyn Lincoln. Her note listing the Dixiecrats, which were associated with the KKK, the John Birch Society, which had just come into existence.
Wow.
The Koch family in Wichita.
Wow.
The president of South Vietnam at the time. Some Cuban the leaders, not Fidel Castro, the CIA. I always thought, you know, prior to Jack's book, the CIA had something to do with it. But it's a really amazing thing. By the way, Robert White, who was a collector of Kennedy paraphernalia, was the one who owned this list. He's apparently died, and so his family put this stuff up for auction. But we look at the Warren Commission. Everybody knows that was a joke. Is there anybody who doesn't think that the Warren Commission that concluded Lee Harvey Oswald died? Remember that movie Clint Eastwood was in as the he was a Secret Service agent?
Yeah,
and
in the line of fire.
Yeah. Right. Rene Russo's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people thought that was pretty interesting because it basically the theory of the movie is that Clint Eastwood's character didn't move fast enough to protect Kennedy.
Right.
It was his first outing, and he was not in, right, but he was closest to Kennedy, didn't jump on the car, even though he'd known that Kennedy had been shot. There are a lot of these things from this era in the Gettysburg Museum of History. How many people have been to the Gettysburg Museum? Another one of these things that is, we don't go to see. We don't see this stuff. We don't get a handle on American history. Congratulations to a new talk station in Nashville. They're called the Big Mouth. Bunch of black radio hosts. They wanted to be called the Big Mouth.
That's cool.
Big Mouth
they
Radio.
They have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, they sure do. That's for sure. We always have lots to chat about here. Thank you. At 51 after, this is Good Day.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The tragedy in Tucson. Prayers continue for the victims as the investigation continues. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The suspect in Saturday's mass shooting in Tucson will have his first appearance in federal court in Phoenix today. Jared Loughner facing 5 felony counts, including 1 count of attempted assassination of a member of Congress and 2 counts of killing an officer. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head and remains in critical condition today. Federal Judge John Roll was one of the 6 people killed. A 9-year-old girl was also among those killed, 14 others injured. In the aftermath of the tragedy, more than a few are pointing their fingers at bitter political divisiveness as a root cause for many recent acts of violence. Republican Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona, who says he's been on opposite ends of the political spectrum with Congresswoman Giffords, is asking for all the heated rhetoric to be dialed back.
The best way for us to do that is to recognize that each person, regardless of their political persuasion, is a child of God. And when we recognize that about each other, sometimes I think it not only makes us be kinder, but it makes us really refocus the whole debate.
Meanwhile, Pima County, Arizona Sheriff Clarence Dupnik isn't mincing any words in describing what his state has become.
Well, I think we're the tombstone of the United States of America.
And Sheriff Dupnik lays much of the blame on the overly heated political debate that continues on radio and TV.
To try to inflame the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has impact on people, especially who are unbalanced to begin with.
On Capitol Hill, the House has postponed all activity this week, and that includes the vote on Wednesday to repeal the health care reform law. That vote will be taken at a later time. The Senate was already in recess and will return later this month. All federal flags will fly at half staff today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We love the quiet midweek runs that are available with fresh groom, packed powder, snow, and some fresh stashes of powder. Many spots in the west picked up snow over the weekend. Many in the east are anticipating even more for the midweek. Starting things off in Colorado, where Beaver Creek is riding at 147 runs. That's almost every trail, thanks to a recent half a foot of fresh snow. Keystone rotting their own half a foot of fresh snow themselves. 134 trails. There's powder there. Copper Mountain, Colorado, 134 runs and over 20 lifts. They stay at full operation. Wolf Creek in southern Colorado with 77 runs. They continue to ride over 40 miles of skiing. Now the Western Mountains in Massachusetts. Wachusett riding at 18 trails. They ski and ride until 10 o'clock at night. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont with a recent foot of new snow in the last 5 or 6 days. 30 runs total on three peaks. While at Stratton in southern Vermont, they continue to expand the snowmaking. Over 80 trails open in 30-plus miles of terrain at Stratton. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the market down. The Dow off 23 points, closing at 11,675. NASDAQ lost 7. S&P was off by 2. This week, investors will look at reports of fourth-quarter earnings to set the tone. Alcoa is first up with its results slated to be released today after the market closes. Checking prices at the pump. Fill it up. Looks like we've leveled off, at least for the time being. The AAA's national survey showing the average price for a gallon of regular is at $3.09, up about a penny and a half over the past week. NFL playoff action, the wild card round this past weekend. Saturday, Seattle, in a surprise, beat the defending Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints. Later on, the Jets ousted the other team from last year's Super Bowl, the Colts, on a last-second field goal. Yesterday, the Ravens rumbled over the Chiefs, and the Packers hung on to beat the Eagles. By the way, there are some of us who aren't exactly broken up over the fact that Michael Vick's season is done. Moving on, the business at the box office.
Marshall Cochran, can we depart this afternoon?
We. Yes, we. Jeff Bridges, the remake of True Grit, number one with $15 million this past weekend. Finally, in case you missed it, we have a heartwarming item from last week involving a hero. In this case, the hero is a Labradoodle, which is a combination Labrador and Poodle. The doggy's name is Oscar. Last Wednesday afternoon in Happy Valley, Oregon, a minivan caught fire in the driveway of a house.
And about that time, I guess, Oscar, across the street from this home, began to bark relentlessly.
That's firefighter Steve McAdoo, who says Oscar made quite a racket, attracting the attention of his owner, Dawn Marie Cummings.
He was barking in such a way it wasn't his normal bark. So she knew that, well, what's going on?
Well, what was going on?
She ran downstairs, and there's Oscar looking out the window at the fire, and she was like, oh, my God. So she called 911 and got us there quick enough to where we could get that van fire out.
They got it out, in fact, before the flames could spread to the house, all because Oscar the Labradoodle was on the case. Give that boy a treat. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.